Hello, hello, everybody.
Hello, hello, Ale.
It's wonderful to see you.
Ale, te sea.
Really is good to see you again.
Te cora sea.
Wow. It's like almost 2 years for some, yeah.
Det er cirka 2 år siden.
Oh, man.
Næsten 2 år siden.
This stupid COVID-19.
Den her
har... It's just ruining everything.
Det ødelægger bare
alting. Almost. But you know, the Lord is the Lord isn't surprised.
Han er ikke overrasket.
How many of you know nothing shocks him?
Der er ikke noget, der chokerer ham.
What a great mystery that is. God isn't surprised by anything. He's not afraid of anything.
Hvilket fantastisk mysterium det er. Han er ikke overrasket eller noget over noget eller bange for noget.
He's not shocked by anything.
Han er ikke chokeret over noget.
The earth is the Lord's. The fullness thereof, the world, and they who dwell within it. It's all his.
Det er alt sammen hans. Jorden og alt, hvad der hviler i den.
Well, you know what? It's great to be with you.
Det er dejligt at være sammen med jer.
I, as I was sitting, I was just aware. I felt the Lord made me aware of something.
Da jeg sad her, der blev Herren ligesom mig opmærksom på nogle ting.
And that is, you did not need to be here today.
Det var ikke nødvendigt, at du er her i dag.
Saturday.
Det er lørdag.
You didn't need to be here today.
Det er ikke fordi, at du skal eller havde behov for at være her.
But you are here because you love Jesus.
Du er her, fordi du elsker Jesus.
You are here because you are hungry for what God has for you.
Du er her, fordi du er sulten efter, hvad Gud han har til dig.
So I want to encourage you.
Så jeg vil gerne opmuntre dig.
I want to encourage you.
Jeg vil opmuntre dig.
Oftentimes, as preachers, we tend to make people feel strange.
Vi som prædikanter kan måske have en tendens til at få mennesker til at føle sig lidt mærkeligt.
We tend to make people feel as though that they have to get somewhere and we're here to help you get somewhere.
Nogle gange kan det godt føles som om vi prædikanter skal, hvis vores job er at få bragt jer et sted hen, og I skal så ligesom gå derhen.
In other words, we sometimes make people feel as though we are something and they're nothing.
Vi kan nogle gange have en tendens til som prædikanter at føle, at vi er noget, og I er ikke noget.
Or we wouldn't really put it quite directly that way.
Måske vil vi ikke sige det helt så direkte.
But oftentimes we go away feeling kind of like you just watched the football team perform.
Nogle gange kan det være sådan, at du ligesom går fra mødet, og så har du ligesom set, der var en fodboldkamp, hvor du har et tilskuer.
Well, I'm here to say to you right from the very beginning.
Jeg er her for at sige til dig fra starten.
That you are already there.
Du er der allerede.
You're here because you're hungry for the Lord.
Du er her, fordi du er sulten efter Gud.
And that's wonderful.
Og det er fantastisk.
And God knows that.
Og det ved Gud.
And the truth is
og sandheden er,
that he loves you so much.
Og han elsker dig så meget.
Jesus can't love you any more than he does right now.
Jesus, han kan ikke elske dig mere end han allerede gør lige nu.
It's a wonderful truth.
Det er en fantastisk sandhed.
God cannot love us any more than he does.
Gud kan ikke elske os mere end han allerede gør.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh man, I just can't wait to see Jesus.
Jeg kan slet ikke vente på at se Jesus.
I really, really want to just be with him.
Jeg ønsker virkelig bare at være sammen med ham.
And the more that you and I hunger for him.
Og jo mere du og jeg er sultne efter
is,
ham.
The more he fills us.
Jo mere fylder han os.
Right? And the more he fills us.
Og jo mere han fylder os.
Is the more we hunger for him.
Jo større længsel får vi efter ham.
And then he fills us.
Og så fylder han os.
And then we hunger.
Så får vi mere længsel.
It never ends.
Det stopper aldrig.
Now for some of us, because our brains think differently, it's hard for us to conceive these things.
Nogle gange fordi vores hjerner er som de er, så kan det være svært for os at opfatte right? Det her.
It's hard to get out of the logical progression of the way we think into more of the right side of our brain.
Det er svært nogle gange at få vores hjerne til at og fungerer anderledes end den her logiske måde.
Oh Jesus, but here's a beautiful thing about him.
Det, men det fantastiske med Jesus der.
God desires us to worship him.
Han ønsker at vi skal tilbede ham.
With everything that we have.
Alt med alt hvad vi har.
You see? So it's not just one, it's not just feelings and it's not just cognitive, it's both. It's both.
Så det er ikke bare følelser.
Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul.
Med hele dit hjerte, hele din sind og hele din sjæl.
Amen.
Amen.
Some of us when we get prayed for, and I'm going to pray for everybody today.
Nogle af os, når vi bliver bedt for, jeg kommer til at bede for alle her i dag.
Some of us when we get prayed for, we don't feel anything.
Nogle af os, når der bliver bedt for, så føler vi ikke noget.
And then some of us when we get prayed for, we that's all we do is feel God.
For nogle af os, når vi bliver bedt for, så er det eneste vi gør, det er at vi bare føler Gud.
I want you to know.
Jeg vil gerne have, du skal vide.
That both is okay.
Begge dele er okay.
Because it's not necessarily what you feel in the moment.
For det er slet ikke nødvendigvis bare det du føler i øjeblikket.
But it's the result of God's presence touching you that we're after.
Men det er resultatet af at Gud han rører ved dig. Det er det vi er efter.
If I want to feel good, I could take a warm shower. I could take a hot shower.
Hvis det bare var fordi jeg skulle have det godt, føle mig godt tilpas, så kunne jeg bare tage et varmt bad.
I want to feel good in the moment, so I go sit in a hot tub.
Så eller hvis jeg lige vil have det dejligt i et øjeblik, så sætter jeg mig i et varmt badekar.
I love hot tubs. How many of you know it's wonderful to sit in a jacuzzi? You call it a jacuzzi.
Hvor mange af jer kan godt lide at sidde i sådan en jacuzzi eller
boblebad? It's wonderful to sit in a jacuzzi.
Det er fantastisk at sidde i.
Yeah, it's okay. Some people, that's what happens when God touches them. They
for
nogle
er det den følelse, de sidder tilbage med, når Gud rører ved dem.
Other people,
for andre,
they don't feel a thing.
De føler ikke noget.
But again,
men igen,
the most important thing,
den mest vigtige ting,
is what happens in our lives afterwards.
Det er det, der sker i vores liv bagefter.
Are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
Not just in the moment.
Ikke bare i øjeblikket.
The moment is wonderful.
Øjeblikket er dejligt.
I love kissing my wife.
Jeg elsker at kysse min kone.
It's wonderful. I can't wait to get home and kiss my wife.
Og jeg kan ikke vente med at komme hjem til at kysse
hende. I hope that she's looking forward to kissing me too.
Jeg håber også hun ser frem til at kysse mig.
I hope so.
Det håber jeg.
But you know, that's great in the moment.
Det er fantastisk i øjeblikket.
But it's our life together.
Men det er vores liv sammen.
Are you following me?
Kan I følge mig?
I want to share with you a story today.
Jeg vil gerne dele en historie sammen med dig.
And then I want to put more wood on the fire of your life.
Så vil jeg gerne komme mere brænde på dit bål, dit livsbål i dag.
You are here because
du er her fordi
you love Jesus.
Du elsker Jesus.
You desire him.
Du er længes efter ham.
You could have been doing anything today.
Du kan lave alt muligt andet i dag.
I'm not that great of a speaker that you would give up a Saturday to hear me speak.
Så stor en taler er jeg heller ikke, at jeg bare vil give en opgive en lørdag.
How many of you know that the ass that carried Jesus into Jerusalem would have been very mistaken if that ass thought that all of the cheers were for him?
Hvor mange af jer har tænkt over, at hvis det æsel, som bar Jesus ind i Jerusalem, hvor meget fejl det ville have taget, hvis det troede, at alle de her klapsalver, det her juhuen var for æslet.
Ja, yeah, that would have been a dumb ass.
Det ville have været et dumt æsel.
You're here not because of me, you're here for Jesus.
I er her ikke på grund af mig, I er her på grund af Jesus.
God bless you, that's wonderful.
Gud velsigne jer, det er dejligt.
Thank you.
Tak.
But my desire
min længsel
is to take wood
det er at tage noget brænde
and put it on the fire that's already burning in you
og lægge det på det bål som allerede brænder i dig
because every one of us
for enhver af os
we're here because there's a fire burning in
us vi er fordi der brænder en ild i os
and maybe you're here because you had to be here
måske er du her fordi du skal være her
well let's just believe God to light a fire in you.
Så lad os stole på, at Gud vil tænde en ild i dig i dag.
But oh Lord, put wood on the fire of our lives.
Men Herre, put brænde på vores livs bål.
Put wood on the fire of our lives, oh God.
Gud, put
I can't judge you, you can't judge me.
Du kan ikke dømme mig, jeg kan ikke dømme dig.
We are the only ones who know what's going on in here.
Vi er de eneste, der ved, hvad der foregår inde i os.
If you know you need more of the fire of God, you need more wood on your fire.
Hvis du ved, at du har brug for mere brænde på dit livs bål,
you've come to the right place.
Så er du kommet til det rette sted.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We don't want to stand before our master.
Vi vil ikke stå foran vores mester.
And say,
og sige,
I wish I had more oil.
Jeg vidste, jeg ville ønske, jeg havde mere olie.
So Lord, we just lift our hearts to you in
this
place.
Vi løfter bare vores hjerter til dig.
And we ask you to
vi beder dig,
cause the fire in us to burn brighter.
Og tænde en ild, som der lyser endnu klarere i vores liv.
Cause the fire in my heart, O Jesus.
Tænd en ild i mig.
To burn brighter than it is.
Som den brænder endnu lysere og klarere end den gør allerede.
Cause the love that's in us to grow.
Og få den kærlighed, der er i os, til at vokse.
Help us to love you with all of our hearts.
Hjælp os til at elske dig af hele vores hjerte.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on. So I want to share a story with you. There's two places in the Word of God we're going to look at.
Vi kommer til at se på to forskellige steder i Bibelen.
And we're going to look at the story of Mary and Martha.
Vi ser på historien om Martha og Maria.
And Lazarus.
Og Lazarus.
God is always, always after one thing in your life and mine.
Gud er altid efter en bestemt ting i dit liv og i mit liv.
He's after our hearts.
Han er efter vores hjerter.
God doesn't really care about our talents. He doesn't care about our intentions. He doesn't care about our knowledge.
Han kan ikke bryde sig så meget om vores viden, om vores intentioner, om vores
intentions, our knowledge,
vores viden og vores intentioner.
Han er ude efter vores experience,
vores erfaringer,
what we can offer him,
hvad vi kan tilbyde ham.
God cares about our heart.
Gud bryder sig om vores hjerte.
Man looks at the outward appearance.
Vi kigger på det ydre.
The Bible says God
sees
the heart.
At Gud ser hjertet.
Why is God after hearts?
Hvorfor er han ude efter vores hjerte?
Because the heart,
fordi hjertet,
is the seat of your soul.
Det er sædepladsen.
Your heart is the place where your life flows from.
Det hjertet er det sted, hvor dit liv det flyder fra.
Your heart is the place that you can't explain to anyone.
Dit hjerte er det sted, du ikke kan forklare for nogen.
It is the place where who you really are lives. That's who you really are and lives in your heart.
Det er der, hvor den du virkelig er bor.
It is the throne of your life and mine.
Det er tronen i dit liv og i mit liv.
The Bible says that the heart is, oh, it's a desperately wicked thing. Who can know it?
Hvem kender til hjertet? Det kan være en
who can understand
ting.
It?
Hvem kan forstå det?
You could live with me for 50 years, 75 years, and you still do not know the depths of my heart.
Du kan være sammen med mig i 50 år eller 75 år, du kan bo sammen med mig, og selv der kender du ikke nødvendigvis.
Your heart is the most private place,
det er det mest private sted,
that you possess,
som du har, som du ejer.
It is the very root of who you are.
Det er roden af hvem du er.
I can fool you.
Jeg kan godt narre jer.
I can pretend to be nice.
Jeg kan lade som om jeg er flink.
I can pretend to love you.
Jeg kan lade som om jeg elsker jer.
I can pretend to be concerned.
Jeg kan som om jeg er bekymret. Jeg kan lade som om jeg er bekymret.
All of that can be a mask.
Og alt det kan være en maske.
Of what is really in my heart.
Og hvad der er virkelig i mit hjerte.
Now, the beautiful thing about your heart,
det smukke ved dit hjerte,
is that from the abundance of it, your life flows, your mouth speaks, who you are comes out.
Ja, fra hjertet flyder det ud af munden, som der er i hjertet.
Eventually, who you are is revealed through your heart.
Til slut så bliver den du er afsløret gennem dit hjerte.
Oh, that's a tough bit of medicine to swallow.
Det kan være en barsk og bitter medicin at sluge.
Come on, because I don't know about you. Sometimes I don't like what I see coming out of my heart.
Jeg ved ikke med dig, men nogle gange så kan jeg ikke lide det, der kommer ud af mit hjerte.
Anybody else or just me?
Er der nogen, som også har det på den måde?
Okay, because you're looking at me so self-righteously.
I kigger sådan lidt selvretfærdigt på mig.
You're looking at me like, no, Curtis, that's just you.
Nej, Curtis, det er bare dig, som har det problem.
No, come on, let's be honest.
Lad os være ærlige.
There's all kinds of things that come out of our hearts that sometimes we go, "Whoa, where did that come from?"
Nogle gange kan det være sådan, jo, hvor kom det egentlig lige fra, det som kom ud af vores hjerte.
So you understand.
Du forstår. I forstår.
Why God is after your heart.
Hvorfor Gud er efter dit hjerte.
Because here's the reality.
Fordi her er virkeligheden.
God's purpose is in your life and mine that we would belong to him entirely.
For Guds mål med os, med vores liv, det er at vi tilhører ham fuldstændig.
Man sees the outward appearance.
Mennesket ser det udvendige.
God sees the heart.
Gud ser hjertet.
So, when you and I intentionally present our hearts to him.
Så når vi bevidst giver vores hjerte til ham.
Oh, he loves that more than anything.
Så elsker han det mere end noget andet.
Lesson number one.
Lektion nummer et.
God is after your heart and mine.
Gud er ude efter dit hjerte og mit hjerte.
Lesson number two.
Nummer to.
We present that heart before the Lord.
Vi præsenterer det hjerte for Herren.
How do we present our hearts to God?
Hvordan præsenterer vi det for ham?
It's very, 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 very simple.
Det er meget simpelt.
It's just not easy.
Det er bare ikke let.
How many of you know there are things that are very simple, but they're just not easy?
Hvor mange er egentlig klar over, at der er mange ting, som er meget simple, okay, men ikke nødvendigvis lette?
I have a 20-ton tractor.
Jeg har en 20-tons traktor.
And that 20-ton tractor.
Og den her 20-tons traktor.
Needs to get from here to a 500-foot elevation on the top of a hill.
Den skal herfra, og så skal den op af sådan en høj bakke, 1,5 meter høj bakke.
Simple.
Meget simpelt.
It just needs to go from here to here.
Den skal bare gå herfra.
Simple.
Og dertil.
But in order for it to get from here to here, it's not easy.
Men og selvom det er simpelt at komme herfra hertil, så er det ikke let.
There's so much energy and there's so much mechanisms and there's so much that has to operate at the same time to get from there to there. It's not easy.
Der er så meget energi, der er så meget mekanik, der skal passe sammen, der er så mange ting, der skal lykkes for at den kan komme herfra hertil.
What God is after.
Det Gud er efter.
And how we present our hearts to him.
Og hvordan vi præsenterer vores hjerte for ham.
It's very simple.
Det er meget simpelt.
And here it is.
Og her er det.
We come before the Lord.
Vi kommer for Herren.
And we intentionally.
Og så bevidst.
Say to him.
Siger vi til ham.
Oh God.
Oh Gud.
What I am, I offer to you.
Det jeg er, det giver jeg til dig.
Come Holy Spirit.
Kom Helligånd.
Come Lord Jesus.
Kom Herre Jesus.
Search my heart.
Rensag mit hjerte.
And cleanse my heart.
Rens mit hjerte.
And make it more yours.
Og lad det blive mere dit hjerte.
Very, very simple.
Meget simpelt.
But it's just not always that easy.
Men det er ikke altid sådan let.
But I want to show you something today.
Jeg vil gerne vise jer noget i dag.
I want to show you the power of a pure heart.
Kraften, jeg vil gerne vise jer kraften i et rent hjerte.
I want to show you what happens in your life and mine.
Jeg vil gerne vise jer, hvad der sker i dit liv og i mit liv.
When we do the things that God likes.
Når vi gør det, som Gud godt kan lide.
Did you hear what I just said?
Hørte du, hvad jeg sagde?
There are things that God likes.
Der er noget, som Gud godt kan lide.
And there are things that he doesn't like.
Og så er der ting, han ikke så godt kan lide.
There are things that God likes.
Der er noget, som Gud kan lide.
And there are things that he doesn't like.
Og der er ting, som han ikke kan lide.
One of the things that he likes.
Noget af det, han godt kan lide.
Is when we present our hearts to him.
Det er, når vi præsenterer vores hjerte for ham.
And when we do this on a continual basis.
Og når vi gør det sådan gentagne gange.
I'll show you. I want to show you the benefit of it.
Så vil jeg gerne vise jer
okay.
Det, som kommer ud af det.
How does this work?
Hvordan virker det?
All right. I'm going to do a little exercise and I'm going to show you what presenting your heart to the Lord is like.
Nu laver jeg en lille øvelse som viser hvordan det vil okay. Hvad det vil sige at præsentere sit hjerte.
Remember this.
Husk det her.
Self-disclosure is the key to presenting your heart to God. Self-disclosure. Revealing who you presenting who you are.
Og præsentere hvem du virkelig er.
You're good, you're bad, you're ugly.
Det gode, det dårlige, det grimme.
Presenting that before the Lord.
Og præsentere det for en Herren.
That's self-disclosure. I'm sorry, it doesn't translate.
No.
Okay, here's a little exercise I want to do with you.
Her en lille øvelse, som jeg gerne vil gøre med jer.
Self-disclosure is the key to intimacy with God.
Det der med at give alt, hvad du har, både det gode og det dårlige, det er nøglen.
Intimacy with God
is
how we receive more of Him.
Og det er når vi har intimitet med Gud, vi modtager mere af Ham.
Okay, so let's back up.
Så lad os lige.
And I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you something in the scriptures.
Jeg vil vise jer noget fra skriften.
Here's how I define it.
Her er sådan jeg definerer.
When we present our hearts to God.
Når vi præsenterer vores hjerter for Gud.
This is how we define.
Sådan her definerer vi det.
I define intimacy as this.
Det her er intimitet.
God.
Gud. Jeg kommer til dig. I tilbedelse. For at elske dig. Og jeg giver mit hjerte til dig, Gud. Se ind i mig. Det er et akronym. Intimitet er i essensen. Det er at lade Helligånden se ind i dig. Vi kommer foran Herren. Og i stedet for at sige, nådige store herre, store og mægtige konge. Så i stedet for bare at komme for Herren og bare sige en masse ord, så hør, hvad jeg siger. Ingen misforståelser. Det, jeg virkelig siger, er, vi kommer ofte frem for Herren. Så har vi de her forudprogrammerede ting, vi siger. Så er der ligesom nogle forprogrammerede måder, vi gør det på. Vi har ligesom øvet os og gjort en masse ting mange gange, og så gør vi det sådan. Mange gange har det noget med vores kultur at gøre. Kirkekultur. Nationalitet. Ja, måske har vi hørt nogen omkring os gøre det. Forstår du, hvad jeg mener? Gud han talte om en uretfærdig mand. Og så henviste han ham til en retfærdig mand. Og han sagde ham, den her selvretfærdige mand, jeg er glad for, at jeg er ikke ligesom denne synder. Jeg beder 3 gange om dagen, og jeg faster. Er der nogen af jer, der kan huske den her beretning fra Bibelen? Og så refererede han til en bilmekaniker. Og som kom til ham og sagde,
Og
tilgiv mig her, jeg er sådan en uretfærdig sjæl. Han kiggede ikke engang op på himlen. Og hvad sagde Jesus? Den der, han blev retfærdiggjort. Hvorfor? Fordi han var villig til at tillade Gud at se ind i ham. Og se, hvem han virkelig var. Og det er det, Gud er efter. Hør I mig? Det er det, han er efter. Når vi tillader ham at gøre det, gæt så, hvad han gør. Så går han ind. Så flytter han ind. Jesus. Mere end noget andet, så har vi brug for, at Gud flytter ind. Mere end noget andet, så har vi brug for, at han flytter ind. Jamen, han er allerede i mig. Han er allerede i os. Hvilket mysterium det er. Gud er i dig, og han er i mig. Men stadig, så kan vi have mere af ham i os. Hvilket stort mysterium. Prøv at se på det her. I Lukas kapitel 10. Så ser vi. Så ser vi Jesus besøger Martha og Maria.
I should use this, right? I forgot about the microphone. We see Jesus at the home of Martha and Mary.
Jesus han er besøger Martha og Maria.
And Luke chapter 10 verse 38 says that Jesus and his disciples were on their way. He came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him.
Jesus og hans disciple, det er jo Lukas 10:38. Jesus og hans disciple fortsatte nu deres vandring mod Jerusalem. Undervejs kom de til en landsby, hvor en kvinde der hed Martha tog imod dem i sit hjem.
She had a sister named Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said.
Hendes søster Maria satte sig ved Jesu fødder og blev siddende der for at høre hvad han fortalte.
But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made.
Martha var travlt optaget af at sørge for gæsterne, og hun sagde til Jesus:
"Lord," she says, "don't you care that I have to do all this work by myself?
Herre, er du ligeglad med at min søster har overladt alt arbejdet til mig?
Tell my sister to help me."
Sig dog til hende, hun skal komme og hjælpe mig.
Okay. So we understand what happens there.
Så vi forstår godt, hvad der sker der.
Jesus turns to her and says, "Oh, Martha, Martha."
Og Herren vender sig til Martha og siger, "Martha, Martha."
You just don't get it, sister.
Du forstår det ikke.
You don't get it, dear.
Du forstår det ikke.
And we understand what Jesus says to her was, "Listen."
Han siger til hende, "Hør nu her."
Mary chose what was better.
Maria, hun valgte det, der var det bedste.
And it won't be taken away from her.
Og det tager jeg ikke væk fra hende.
Okay. Now, step back this way, Kirsten. I want you to see something.
Jeg vil gerne have, I skal se noget.
Number one.
Martha.
Was doing things that, listen, the Bible says, had to be done.
Hun gjorde noget, som der skulle gøres.
Did you see that?
Vi ser det.
They had to be done.
Det var noget, der skulle gøres.
Maria. Was doing something.
Gjorde noget.
That she was passionate about.
Gjorde noget, som hun sådan var meget passioneret omkring.
Martha was working and doing things that the Bible says had to be done because somebody has to do the work.
Hun gjorde noget, der skulle gøres, og det siger Bibelen også, det skal gøres.
But Mary,
men Maria.
Mary was doing what her passion was.
Hun gjorde, hvad hendes passion var.
Here's what I want to show you.
Her det, jeg vil gerne vise jer.
I want to encourage you.
Jeg vil gerne opmuntre jer.
Because there's Mary in you.
Der er en Maria i dig.
But there's also Martha in you.
Men der er også en Martha i dig.
In every one of us.
Det er der i hver eneste en af os.
In every one of us, we are busy about our lives.
Vi er travlt med vores liv.
I don't know about you, but sometimes it's just too difficult to pray.
Nogle gange er det bare for svært at
bede. You just don't have the time.
Du har bare ikke tiden til det.
How many of you sometimes feel as though you've failed the Lord in your relationship because you're just not able to be as close to him as you want? Come on. Be honest with me.
Nogle gange føler I ikke lige så tæt på Herren som I ønskede at I var.
Yes, me too. That's Martha.
Det er Martha.
That's Martha.
Det er Martha der.
And there's a part of you that kind of says,
og der er en del af dig, der siger,
I wish those preachers would shut up that tell us all the time we have to worship 24 hours a day. I can't.
Jeg vil ønske at de der præster, de stopper med at sige at vi skal tilbede Herren 24 timer i døgnet. Det kan jeg ikke.
And a lot like Martha.
Og ligesom Martha.
We're saying, God,
siger vi,
would you just tell that Mary to help me?
Vil du så ikke bare sige til den der Maria om at hjælpe mig i stedet for?
I got groceries to do. I got bills to pay. I gotta work.
Jeg har noget arbejde. Jeg skal handle. Jeg skal betale regninger.
Yeah, and then we throw COVID on top of it.
Og så smider vi COVID-19 oveni.
When you don't even feel like leaving your house.
Du har ikke engang lyst til at forlade dit hus.
Or you don't even feel like calling people.
Eller at ringe til mennesker.
Listen. A lot of us don't feel like going to church.
Du har måske ikke engang lyst til at komme i kirke.
Folks, I want to tell you, all over this world, it's not just Denmark, all over the world.
Ikke bare i Danmark.
The church right now is in an ice age.
Så er kirken i en istid.
40% is the average attendance right now for church in Canada.
40%. Omkring der kommer kun 40% af dem, der plejer at komme i Canada. kirken.
This has caused massive, I'm going to talk about this on Sunday. This
has caused
massive issues for us.
Det har givet store problemer for os.
So there's a Martha in us, of course.
Der er Martha i os, selvfølgelig er der det.
But then,
men,
then there's Mary.
Så er der Maria.
There's Mary in us.
Der er også en Maria i os.
And you wouldn't be here today.
Og du var her ikke i dag.
If it weren't for Mary.
Hvis ikke det var for Maria i dig.
You wouldn't be here today.
Du var her ikke i dag.
If it weren't for that part of you that desires.
Hvis ikke det var for den del i dig som længes.
To do what?
Længes efter hvad?
What was Mary doing?
Hvad var det Mary? Maria hun gjorde.
Mary was just sitting at the feet of Jesus.
Hun sad bare ved Jesu fødder.
Staring into his face.
Og kiggede på hans ansigt.
Mary was just staring at Jesus like he was some kind of a rock star.
Hun stirrede bare på ham som om han var en rockstjerne.
I wonder what Jesus was doing. He was teaching, he was talking.
Hvad må Jesus han gjorde? Han underviste.
She was just wanting to be with him.
Hun ønskede bare at være sammen med ham.
And that part of you is here right now.
Og den del af dig er her lige nu.
So let's skip ahead. I don't know. I think maybe about 4 or 5 days.
Lad os lige gå 4-5 dage frem i tiden.
A couple of days later.
Nogle få dage senere.
Their brother Lazarus.
Så er deres bror Lazarus.
Was sick.
Han var syg.
And the Bible says in Luke chapter 11. Verse 1.
John, maybe. Yeah, right.
Yes, Luke 11, verse 1. Now a man named Lazarus was sick.
Johannes, kapitel 11, vers 1.
He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and Martha. Mary and her sister Martha.
Der var en mand ved navn Lazarus, som boede i landsbyen Betania sammen med sine søster Maria og Martha.
Look, this Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the one who poured perfume on the Lord's feet and Lord and wiped his feet with her hair.
Det var den Maria, der var kendt for at have hældt kostbar olie ud over Jesu fødder og tørret dem med sit hår.
So the sisters sent word to Jesus, Lord, the one you love is sick.
Og derfor så sendte de to søstre bud efter til Jesus om at hans gode ven Lazarus var meget syg.
When Jesus heard this, he said, "No, no, no. This his sickness isn't so bad. He's going to be all right." Basically, that's what Jesus said.
Det som Jesus faktisk siger her, det er ikke så alvorligt det her. Han, det skal nok gå godt.
Verse 5.
Vers 5.
I want you to see this now. Jesus loved Martha and Mary, Martha and her sister and Lazarus. He loved them.
Jesus holdt meget af Martha, Maria og Lazarus.
Yet when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days.
Efter at have fået beskeden, blev han endnu 2 dage der, hvor han var.
Okay, let's skip because there's a lot of reading here.
Der er meget at læse her.
So then one day that, you know, Jesus says to his disciples, "Hey, let's go back to this town."
Lad os gå tilbage til den her by, siger Jesus til sine disciple.
Lazarus is not well and we're going to go raise him up.
Ja, Lazarus han har det skidt, vi kommer til at rejse ham op.
And the disciples say,
og disciplene siger,
"Well, if he's sick and he's just needing to sleep, then why don't we just let him sleep?"
Ja, men hvis han nu har brug for at sove, han er syg, han har brug for at sove, hvorfor skal vi ikke bare lade ham sove, siger disciplene måske?
Just let him sleep it off.
Lad ham lige sove den ud eller blive.
And Jesus kind of went, "Oh my gosh, you guys."
Og Jesus han tænker sådan.
Lazarus is dead.
Lazarus han er død.
That's what I meant, guys.
Det er det jeg mente.
He's dead.
Han er død.
And then they went, "But we're going to go back anyways and I'm going to show you the glory and the power of God."
Men vi kommer til at gå tilbage alligevel, ja, så skal jeg vise jer Guds herlighed.
I'm just paraphrasing.
Jeg forestiller mig bare hvordan det måske var dengang.
So they go back.
Så de går tilbage.
They go back.
De går tilbage.
And on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. That's verse 17.
Og det der står i vers 17, det er at han han erfarer Jesus han når frem, så for han ved at han allerede har blevet begravet 3 dage forinden.
So the sisters heard that Jesus was coming into town.
Og søstrene hører så at Jesus kommer til byen.
Verse 21.
Vers 21.
Martha comes out to meet him.
Martha tager ud for at møde Jesus.
But Mary stayed at home.
Og Maria hun bliver hjemme.
I want you to see this now. Follow this.
Følg det her.
So Martha comes out to meet Jesus.
Martha går ud for at møde Jesus.
She heard Jesus is in town.
Hun hørte at Jesus var i byen.
So she says, "Oh, okay." up and she goes out to meet
Jesus. Hun går ud for at møde Jesus.
But Mary stayed back.
Maria bliver tilbage.
When she came to Jesus, verse 21.
Jesus, vers 21, Johannes 11.
This is Martha's exact words.
Her, hvad der står.
Lord,
Herre,
if you had been here,
hvis du havde været her,
my brother would not have died.
Så var min bror ikke død.
Watch this. But I know.
Men selv nu ved jeg.
That even now God will give you whatever you ask.
At hvad end du beder Gud om, det vil han gøre for dig.
I want to read that again.
Lad mig lige læse det igen.
Lord,
Herre,
if you had been here,
hvis du havde været her,
my brother would not have died.
Så var min bror ikke død.
But I know.
Men jeg ved.
That even now God will give you whatever you ask.
Så hvad end du beder Gud om.
So then Jesus has a conversation with Mary about being the resurrection and the life.
Så Jesus har den her samtale med Maria omkring opstandelsen og livet.
So then Mary,
så Maria.
Mary then hears about Jesus.
Så hører Maria om at Jesus er.
And here's what the Bible says in verse 32.
Så står der i vers 32 om da Maria møder Jesus.
No, I'm sorry. Not verse 32. Let's back up. Verse 31.
31.
When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her.
Da de der har været i huset for at trøste Maria.
Noticed, listen now. This is after she heard Jesus was coming. She got up quickly and went out to meet Jesus.
Læg mærke til, hun pludselig rejste sig og gik.
Now, when Martha heard that Jesus was coming,
da Martha hørte at Jesus kom,
she got up,
så kom hun op, rejste hun sig,
and she went out to meet him.
Så gik hun ud for at møde ham.
But when Mary heard Jesus was coming,
men da Maria hørte om det,
she flew out of the house,
så fløj hun ud af huset,
and ran to meet Jesus.
For at møde Jesus.
Watch this.
Se her.
Watch this. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, what did she do?
Hvad skete der, da Maria hun mødte Jesus?
She fell at his feet.
Vers 32, hun faldt ned for hans fødder.
And said.
Og udbrød.
What did she say? Here's what she said, folks.
Her hvad hun sagde.
I want you to see this.
Jeg vil gerne have I ser det.
She said the exact same words that Martha said to Jesus.
Hun sagde præcis de samme ord som Martha havde sagt.
It was word for word. Watch.
Ord for ord, præcis.
Lord, if you had been here,
Herre,
my brother would not have died.
Var min bror ikke død.
Mary, Martha says, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died.
Og Martha sagde præcis det samme. Hvis du havde været her, Herre, hvis du havde været her, så var min bror ikke.
Mary said, Lord, if you had, they said the exact
de sagde præcis
same words.
Det samme.
But I want you to see this.
Men se.
When Martha said those words to Jesus,
da Martha sagde de her ord til Jesus,
Jesus didn't do anything.
Så gjorde Jesus ikke noget.
But when Mary said those words to Jesus,
men da Maria sagde de ord til Jesus,
the Bible says this.
Så siger Bibelen sådan her.
When the Lord saw her weeping,
da Jesus så hende græde, vers 33,
and the Jews who had been with her,
og de andres gråd,
also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and troubled.
Blev han heftigt oprørt i sin ånd.
Here's what I want to say to you.
Her er det, jeg gerne vil sige til jer.
Why did Jesus react differently to Mary than to Martha?
Hvorfor reagerede Jesus anderledes på Maria i forhold til Martha?
It's the same brother.
Det er den samme bror, de har.
He loved them all the same.
Han elskede begge dem alle.
He loved Lazarus.
Han elskede Lazarus.
He loved Martha.
Han elskede Martha.
And he loved Mary.
Han elskede Maria.
But Martha said the same words that Mary said, but when Martha said it, Jesus didn't react.
De sagde det samme de to søstre, men da Martha sagde dem, så reagerede Jesus ikke.
But when Mary said it,
men da Maria sagde det,
that's what moved him.
Det var det, der bevægede ham.
Why?
Hvorfor?
For the same reason.
Den samme årsag.
That he's moved by you and me.
den samme årsag som han er bevæget af dig og mig.
Because Mary's heart,
fordi Marias hjerte,
was after Jesus,
var efter Jesus,
more than her sisters,
mere end hendes søsters.
And I want to say this to you folks.
Jeg vil gerne sige det her til jer.
When you and I,
du og jeg,
purpose in ourselves to present our hearts before the Lord.
Når vi præsenterer vores hjerte for Herren.
When we say Jesus, we want you to have more of our hearts.
Når vi siger til Jesus, vi vil gerne have at du har mere, får mere af vores hjerte.
When we allow him to into me see, when we allow him to go into those places in our lives.
Når vi tillader intimiteten, når vi tillader ham at se på de mørke steder i vores liv.
He'll answer our prayers.
Så besvarer han vores bønner.
He'll be moved by the things that move us.
Så bliver han bevæget af de ting der bevæger os.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because not because we have the right words.
Ikke fordi vi har det rette ord.
Not because we know how to work the right system.
Ikke fordi vi ligesom kender systemet og forstår at bearbejde det.
But because he has our heart.
Men fordi han har vores hjerte.
He has that place in us that's easy.
Han har det lette sted i vores.
To respond to him, that place in us that just bows down before him.
Det sted som knæler for ham, bøjer sig for ham.
That easily bows before him.
Som med lethed bøjer sig for ham.
That's what he's after.
Det er det han er efter.
That's what he's after.
Det er det han er efter.
He's after your heart.
Han er efter dit hjerte.
He's after my heart.
Han er efter mit hjerte.
So let's just invite the Holy Spirit to come right now.
Så lad os invitere
and just begin to move on our hearts.
Og lad Helligånden
Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to invite you to just stand right now.
Bare rejse op.
Just stand. Let's just, if we can, unless we're holding a baby. Let's just lift your hands.
Hvad mindre du holder en baby, så må du rejse dine hænder.
A few babies here. It's wonderful.
Flere babyer.
God gives us babies to show us what our hearts need to be like.
Det Gud giver os babyer for at vise hvordan vores hjerter skal være.
Unless you change.
Med mindre du ændrer dig.
And become like a child.
Og bliver som et barn.
You will never see the kingdom of heaven.
Kommer du aldrig til at se.
Father, as we lift our hands, I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit.
Kom, Helligånd.
You don't have to translate at this stage. Carson, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, come. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Whoa. Lord, let your presence fill this place right now. Yeah, thanks, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Your word says that if we draw near to you, you will draw near to us. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Whoa. Come, Holy Spirit. Just allow the Holy Spirit. Allow the Holy, wonderful Holy Spirit to come and fill your hearts right now. Lord, we present our hearts to you. Lord, let your love just move upon us. Whoa, right now. In Jesus' name. I'm just gonna walk around. Maybe you could translate that, Chris. I'm just gonna walk around and just pray for you.
I'll build for you.